You are listening to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Educational Requirements podcast, brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear attorney Barbara Pinto answer questions related to educational requirements for DACA eligibility. Is there an educational requirement to be eligible for deferred action?
Yes, applicants must meet certain educational requirements to be eligible for deferred action for childhood arrivals, also known as DACA. There are four different ways someone can meet the educational requirements. First, someone who has graduated from high school will meet that requirement. When applying for DACA, the applicant can submit their high school diploma, certificate of completion, or another similar award. Second, someone can meet the educational requirement by passing the General Educational Development, or GED, exam and submitting a copy of the GED certificate. Third, someone can qualify for DACA if they are currently enrolled and attending school or a qualifying educational program. Fourth, it's rare, but someone who is an honorably discharged veteran of the Coast Guard or Armed Forces of the United States may also qualify, even if they are not currently enrolled in school or have a high school diploma.
Okay, so if a DACA applicant is not an honorably discharged vet, they either have to show that they have obtained a high school diploma, GED certificate, or that they are currently in school, right?
Correct.
What if, currently, someone doesn't meet any of those requirements? Can they still apply for DACA?
Yes. If a person is not currently in school and they do not have a high school diploma or a GED certificate, they can fulfill that requirement by enrolling in a qualifying program. The person will first have to find an educational program and enroll in class. Once he or she obtains proof of enrollment, that person can apply for DACA.
Will any educational program work?
No. Only certain programs will qualify for DACA. Individuals can enroll in a program that will help them obtain their high school diploma, GED certificate, or another type of similar certificate recognized under state law. Another option is to enroll in an ESL or vocational training course.
That's great. So if someone enrolls in an ESL or vocational training course, can they just attend any ESL or vocational class?
No, not just any ESL or vocational training class will make someone eligible for DACA. This is a bit tricky, but the class has to be designed to lead to placement in post-secondary education, job training, or employment, and the person must be working towards such placement. It may be easier to enroll in programs that are funded by the state or federal government.
What if an individual doesn't enroll in a program that is funded by the state or federal government?
If the ESL or vocational course is not funded by the state or federal government, the DACA applicant will need to get a letter or other evidence from the school that shows the program is of demonstrated effectiveness. Basically, they will need to show that the program is effective and successful. This can be demonstrated with a letter or brochure from the school showing how long the program has existed and how successful the program has been in placing students in post-secondary education, job training courses, or employment.
You mentioned that a person will need evidence to show either that the program is funded by the state or federal government, or that the program is of demonstrated effectiveness. Do they need to submit anything else?
Yes, DACA applicants will need to submit documents to show that they are also currently enrolled in that educational program. For example, an applicant can submit with their DACA application evidence such as acceptance letters, school registration cards, letters from the school or program, transcripts, report cards, or progress reports. The document they choose to submit should have the name of the school or program, date of enrollment, and current educational or grade level, if that's relevant to them. In summary, if a DACA applicant is enrolled or will be enrolled in an ESL or vocational training program, she will need to prove that she is currently enrolled and that the program is designed to lead to placement in post-secondary education, job training, or employment, and that she is working towards such placement. And in addition to that, she will also need to submit evidence that proves that the program is either funded by federal or state grants or that it's of demonstrated effectiveness.
That was really helpful. So I know someone who can enroll in a program and then apply for DACA. But what happens after the person receives DACA? Does she still need to stay in school?
If a person is granted DACA based on the fact that she is currently enrolled in school, she will need to stay in school or graduate and complete the program in order to be able to renew DACA in 2 years. For example, in 2 years, she will need to show that she has obtained a high school diploma or GED certificate, if that was the goal of the program. Or if she was enrolled in an ESL or vocational training program, she will have to show in 2 years that she is enrolled in post-secondary education, she has obtained the employment for which she was trained, or that she has made substantial measurable progress toward completing the program.
Thanks for listening to our podcast on DACA educational requirements. For more information on DACA, please visit the ILRC website at www.ilrc.org and select Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals from the Info on Immigration Law tab. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal trainings, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.